Let's turn out of politics and super PACs, those outside political groups that could spend $1 billion by November. Reporter Robert Draper recently wrote about how conservative-leaning super PACs are paving the way. We asked him just how far ahead the Republican groups are.
Well ahead of the Democrats. What they project is that they will be raising about $800 million. By contrast, Priorities USA, the pro-Obama super PAC, pledges to raise $100 million.
Now, the best-known super PAC is American Crossroads, the one founded by Republican operative Karl Rove. Robert Draper was curious to find out more about the biggest pro-Democrat group. It's called Priorities USA, and it was founded by a former White House staffer named Bill Burton.
Priorities USA is a super PAC formed by Bill Burton as well as Rahm Emanuel's right-hand man for many years, Sean Sweeney. Sweeney and Burton are best friends, and they both left the White House about the same time in February of 2011. Sweeney left because Rahm Emanuel was running for mayor. Burton left because he had tried to succeed Robert Gibbs and become press secretary of the White House, did not win in that contest, and though others at the White House wanted him to stick around, he decided to try something new. At that point in time, fully a year after the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, a number of super PACs had cropped up as a direct result of that decision, but none on the Democratic side. And concern was mounting in a lot of corners that this sort of unilateral disarmament that had in large part been promulgated by President Obama, who had such an expressed distaste for these super PACs, was going to have major consequences in the 2012 election. So Burton and Sweeney figured this was a void they would fill and were not deterred by the fact that they'd never done anything like this before, that these guys were messaging and campaign strategy guys, not guys who went around raising money from rich people.
Democrats have been accused of taking a fairly sanctimonious position when it comes to unlimited, unregulated money in politics. But is that all done with a bit of a wink and a nod? Do you think that really the White House is just delighted about this?
They're delighted now, but they honestly were not before. I mean, Obama had staked out a position that these super PACs were bad. And I think he read correctly, for the most part, that a lot of Democrats would feel that way. But by December of 2011, when the gross disparity between what the Republicans were raising in terms of super PAC monies and what Priorities USA was raising, when that became apparent to the Obama campaign, then the campaign manager, Jim Messina, showed those numbers to fellow advisor David Axelrod, who said, we've got to take this to the president. And it was at that time that Obama finally said, we're not going to unilaterally disarm and go forth and prosper through Priorities USA.
You paint a picture of Bill Burton. He is a combative, a nice guy, but he likes the fight. What is his game plan? What is their strategy to fight Mitt Romney?
Given that they can't match the Republicans dollar for dollar, what they believe they've got to do, the only way that they can be helpful in the attempt to reelect Barack Obama is to frame Romney in a very negative light, to basically tell a story of Romney that would repel voters from him. What they came across, what they decided sort of after a bit of trial and error, was a narrative based on Romney's time at Bain Capital, the private equity group. And their thinking behind this is not just that all of these people who are laid off by as a result of certain acquisitions of companies by Bain, but it was even more effective as a means of explaining who Mitt Romney is. Because Romney's message he's been telling people over and over is, I understand how the economy works.
I'm a businessman.
Right, I'm a businessman. I understand how the economy works. And the rejoinder in these ads that Priority USA has put out is implicitly that he does know how the economy works, but he's only interested in making it work for rich guys like himself.
Is there any evidence that these ads so far have been effective?
Yes. Yeah, they're not anecdotal. There's pretty hard statistical evidence that both sides have seen that in swing states, and amongst independent voters, and these are in fact, you know, the very places and the very groups that Priorities happens to be targeting, since they don't have a whole lot of money and have to be very precise in their targeting, that Romney's unfavorables have gone up. And those people who've been polled and have been interviewed about this have in fact cited, well, it's terrible what he did laying off, you know, these people. And so, yeah, it's clear that it's having effect. Now, will it ultimately have that much of an effect? Will they manage to turn that many voters, especially given that in the fall, these hundreds of millions of dollars from the Republican side will be unleashed in terms of negative attacks on Obama? Will their ability to shake up swing voters in these particularly targeted areas make much of a difference? We'll have to see.
That's Robert Draper. His article on the super PAC race can be found in tomorrow's issue of the New York Times Magazine. Robert, thanks so much.
My pleasure.